This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 436 for Thursday, June 13th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market returned to the red on Thursday with mixed support from comparable oils. European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil were higher, Malaysian palm oil was down, but crude oil was up despite a build in the United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar was down one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The July canola contract was down $5.30 per ton at $626.60, while the November contract was down $8.50 per ton at $639.90. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and most wheat were trading in the green. The USDA reported 1.056 million tons of old crop corn were sold for shipment during the week ended June 6, down 11% from the week before but up 16% from the four-week average. In addition, 69,500 tons of new crop corn were also sold, mostly to Mexico. The USDA Energy Information Administration showed an average of 1.023 million barrels of ethanol produced per day during the week ended June 7, down 49,000 from the week before. Stocks were up 170,000 barrels at 23.222 million. Conab raised its Brazilian corn production forecast by 2.1 million tons at 114.1 million. The Rosario Grain Exchange kept its estimate for Argentine corn production at 47.5 million tons. The July corn contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.59. Export sales of old crop U.S. soybeans nearly doubled from the week before at 377,100 tons, with 3,000 tons of new crop also sold to Taiwan. 143,300 tons of old crop U.S. soy meal were also sold, below trade expectations, as well as 27,100 tons of new crop. 14,600 tons of old crop U.S. soy oil were sold, above trade expectations, as well as 3,200 tons of new crop. The USDA also reported a sale of 106,000 tons of old crop soybeans to China on Wednesday, following a similar sale on Tuesday. Conab cut its Brazilian soybean production forecast by less than 1 million tons at 147.35 million. The July soybean contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.90. 223,900 tons of new crop U.S. wheat were sold for export, below trade expectations, while 115,300 tons were carried over from the previous marketing year. The USDA projected Canada to produce 34 million tons of wheat in 2024-25, with ending stocks reduced by 500,000 tons at 2.62 million. Strategy Grains lowered its European Union soft wheat production estimate by 1.7 million tons at 121.8 million, the lowest in 3 years. Japan bought 109,100 tons of milling wheat, including 24,200 tons from Canada. The Rosario Grain Exchange projected a potential record wheat harvest of 21 million tons for Argentina. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.20. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.37. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.67. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.